Welcome to the MMB Lifestyle Podcast, a lifestyle podcast where we learn about, share, and discuss topics around health, fitness, and personal development. My name is Mundia, and I will be your host. Hello, listeners, and welcome to today's episode of the MMB Lifestyle Podcast. Today's episode is all about women and lifting weights. 8 reasons to lift weights. Now, I appreciate that this episode might not be for everyone, especially those who don't lift weights. However, just bear with me, listen in to just some of these 8 reasons why you need to lift weights. And perhaps by the end of this episode, I would have had you convinced and changed your minds about lifting weights. There are a couple of misconceptions that are out there in terms of what happens to you as a woman when you lift weights. And, you know, very often people think that if you lift weights as a woman, you're going to turn into like She-Hulk overnight. If only that were possible. It is really, really difficult for a woman who is natural to lift heavy weights and all of a sudden become bulky overnight without actually noticing, you know, where did these muscles come from? Like you just literally went to bed and they just showed up the next morning because you went to the gym and trained, you know, lifting weights for one time. No, as a woman, if you lift weights, you will not look like She-Hulk, my friends. If anything, you will look like Wonder Woman. And she looks pretty darn good to me. So if that's even one reason to lift weights. Now, before I go into this episode, I want to say that before you start any kind of physical program or exercise regime that you have never done before, please ensure that you're cleared by your doctor or physician, that you have the A-OK to go ahead, you know, get yourself checked out just to make sure that you're okay. And number 2, ensure that you have a trainer or a coach who can show you proper lifting form and technique, because there's nothing worse than starting an exercise program and then, you know, you get injured just because you didn't do the correct thing in terms of form and warming up and things like that. So always make sure that you practice safe lifting and invest in a personal trainer just for 1 or 2 sessions, even at that, just so that you can be shown how to lift weights in a proper form. I, for example, I am a CrossFit L1 trainer and I can and do give coaching in terms of specific lifts. So there you go. With that said, let's get into it. So we're going to talk about 8 reasons to lift weights. And this might not only be applicable for women, it may be applicable for men and actually probably is. But today I just want to speak directly to the women. And number 1 is it improves your posture, especially if you are working in a job or an occupation where you are sitting pretty much a lot of the day. You might find that you're hunched over, or even when you just walk, you know, how do you walk? Are you upright? Is your back straight? Chest is up, chin is up. Things like that are all impacted by the muscle strength that you have on your body. If you don't have that much muscle strength, you're not going to be more upright in your posture. And therefore, lifting weights helps to improve your posture. Number 2, lifting weights improves your confidence. I cannot emphasize this enough. And this is not only applicable actually for weightlifting, but for any kind of activity where you can actually see some kind of improvement. And why I specifically chose confidence for weightlifting is when it comes to lifting weights, my friend, it's either you can lift the weight or you can't. There is no in between. And if you start a kind of weight training program where you see yourself progressively get better and you're measuring your progress, this will improve your confidence because your belief and ability in yourself grows. And the more confident you become, or the more stronger you become with lifting weights, the more confident you will become. And number 3, lifting weights improves your bone strength and your muscle strength. So I came across an article from the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association. And there they focused on osteoporosis, which is basically the reduction in your bone and muscle density. And they did a study on a group of men and women between the age of 35 and 50 and to see what the impact was of resistance training on your bone and your bone density. And specifically for postmenopausal women, because they have reduced estrogen levels, this impacts your bone strength. So even by lifting weights, you improve your bone strength, which reduces your chances of getting osteoporosis, you know, and which leads to an overall better quality of your life. Number four, lifting weights impacts your self-belief. And this is also linked to your confidence in a way, because when your belief in yourself increases, it does so based on something that you have done that you thought that you could not do, or that somebody else told you that you couldn't do and you did it anyway. And so sometimes you might feel like, I possibly cannot lift that weight. And, you know, you give it a try and you actually lift it. That has a positive impact on your self-belief. And when you're taking part in a weight training program, which is aimed at increasing strength due to progressive overload, where you increase the weights as you train, that will impact your self-belief because you will get stronger, you will lift heavier, and you will feel more confident. And literally when you do that, you know, that feeling when you hit a PR, personal record, for example, when you lift heavier than you've ever lifted before, it is such an amazing feeling. And that is the reason why I encourage people to lift weights, because that feeling when you pick up that bar and, you know, for example, if you're deadlifting and you like rip it off the floor and you lift it and you're like half yelling as you lift it, it's such an amazing feeling. And after that, you literally feel like you can do anything simply by facing that weight, picking it up. So do things that increase your confidence and impact your self-belief. And number five is it improves your sleep. Why? Because you're lifting all these heavy weights, right? And you're working your muscles. This just means that at the end of the day, when your body is preparing to shut down and go to sleep and rest and recover, you know, because your muscles have worked at some point during the day, you're actually going to be in a better position to have a higher quality of sleep. Very often when we go to sleep, sometimes, typically when we don't get a lot of activity or we're not active, we can't actually fall asleep because our brains are still working like crazy, you know. And we need to do things like meditate to help us go to sleep and things like that. However, your body physically is not actually tired when you think about it in terms of your muscles and how you have used your muscles during the day. So if you lift weights or do some kind of resistance training, it just increases, you get more tired, and therefore your muscles will be ready when it's bedtime to also get in their sleep. Sure, your mind might be running, but you know, when you have that quietened, you know, sleep down routine and you're kind of getting that calm before bed and your muscles are tired, it's coupled for, it makes a wonderful quality of sleep. When your mind is at rest and your muscles are nicely kind of tired from the day and ready to rest and recover as you sleep. And number seven, why you should lift weights is it improves your mood. And this is across the board, actually, for any kind of exercise or activity that you may find delightful. And personally, I find lifting weights very delightful. Being in the gym relaxes me. You know, when I first went to the gym, this was not always the case. I remember walking into the gym the first time. And I was, and this is the first time I decided to go to the section of the weights, like where all the dudes or the men used to train. Like, you know, it's like downstairs and it has all these weights and these machines. And I went in there and I was like, gosh, what on earth is going on here? And I knew that's where I wanted to be because I wanted to switch up my training. You know, before that, I had done a lot of cardiovascular activity, like jogging and on the treadmill and things like that. But I wanted to up my fitness game and see what lifting weights would do for my body. And in those first couple of months, I profited from what is known as newbie gains. For anyone who's ever, you know, started lifting weights, if you go back and recall, how were your newbie gains when you just started lifting and your muscles were like, what is going on? And they respond so good to that resistance. You know, they're like fresh muscles, they're new, and they respond so well. You make so many wonderful gains in the beginning of your lifting journey. And especially, so that improves your mood. That was point number 7. And point number 8 is more effect. So your muscles' ability to adapt does not disappear. The point I'm trying to make here is it is never too late to start lifting. You might say that, gosh, I'm in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Why would I start lifting weights now? There is no better time to start lifting weights than now. There is no point in your life where you can say, I am too old to do blank. Whatever it is, insert it here. I've heard way too much sometimes when we talk and, you know, and we're like, oh no, I'm too old to do this. Oh no, I can't do that. As long as you are here on this earth and living and breathing, you are not too old to do anything. And there was an article that I was reading, you know, when I was trying to research some of these benefits. And the title of this article just tickled me so much. And the title of the article was, Does Your Body Really Start to Fall Apart in Your 30s? When I read that, I was like, gosh, what kind of a title is that? But it caught my eye. And actually, it was a positive article. You know, when I read it, it gave reasons why your body actually does not start to fall apart in your 30s. If anything, that is a wonderful time when you can actually, you're more mature in life. Hopefully, you're more in a place where you're comfortable with yourself and your body, and you actually want to make it better. Speaking of aging, in a couple of weeks, it will be my 39th birthday, and I have never felt better in my life. And I actually look forward to my 40th birthday already, because I am going to be feeling and looking better probably than I ever have in my life. Something that I want to share with you. So every year on my birthday for the past, I think it's 7 years, ever since I really started being deliberate about the things I did in my life and the people that I hung around with and the choices that I made and things like that. So every single year on my birthday, this is how I start. I start my day with a workout, regardless of where I am, if I'm close to my usual gym or if I'm traveling or if I'm at home or wherever, I start my day with a workout. And then I ask myself this question. I say to myself, I'm like, Mundia, are you healthier, smarter, wealthier, kinder, more compassionate, more empathetic, more fill in the blank than you were last year? And if the answer to any one of those, you know, is yes, then I have made an improvement in, you know, in the prior year. And that's always my goal. In one of the areas of my life, I should always ask myself on my birthday, how am I doing in this particular area? Have I improved? And it's just something that I use to kind of check in with myself every year. And, you know, I look forward to it every year and just wanted to share that with you. So just to kind of recap a little bit for this episode and just to summarize, so 8 reasons why you should be lifting weights, specifically as women. A lot of men out there, you have no issues with lifting weights. Actually, some of you also do have issues. And, you know, I hope some of these points were helpful. I'm just going to repeat them. Number 1, it improves your posture. Number 2, improves your confidence. Number 3, it improves your bone strength and muscle strength. Number 4, it has a positive impact on your self-belief. Number 5, it improves your sleep quality. Number 6, you are strong and can do things in the gym. It gets you to do cool stuff in the gym. And number 7, it improves your mood like any other exercise that you do or fun activity. And finally, Your muscle's ability to adapt does not disappear. It is never too late to start lifting weights. It is never too late to do anything in life that you have wanted to do as long as you are still living and breathing on this earth. And even if you're not, who knows what happens to our spirit and where it goes afterwards, you know? So it is never too late. Something that I want to talk about before I close today is decision making. So even after listening to this podcast, you know, I've presented a couple of simple facts and benefits of why you should lift weights. And you're going to have to make a decision at some point in your fitness journey. I don't know where you are in your fitness journey. I don't know if today is your day one, if it's your day 10 or your day 30, or if you're 2 years into it, if you're 20 years into your journey. There is a point where you have to make a decision about taking charge of your health and fitness journey. Because as women, not only women, men as well, this is now going across to everyone. You are responsible and in charge of your body, how you decide to train it, and how you decide to treat it. It is not up to your husband, your wife, your partner, your kids, or whomever, society, to dictate to you how you will treat and train your body. Take control of the one thing that is 100% under your control. I sincerely hope you're amongst those people where your body and the things that you choose to do to it are under your control. Make that decision to improve the quality of your life by investing in your body. It's not just for you. It's also for the people around you. Because when you look after your health and your body, this is why I get so passionate about this. When you look after yourself and your health and your body, you will be better equipped to look after the people around you. I'm yet to meet a single person who exercises consistently, regularly, who is not in a foul mood. There is something about exercising and looking after your body, my friends, that makes you show up better for yourself and for everyone else around you. And as an adult, I don't see any reason why we would not do this. And so this is a big reason why I started this podcast, to share benefits, stories, and things like that about health and fitness, which will hopefully have a positive impact in your life and have you wanting to do the things that are going to make you feel better. And when it comes to decision making, so decide where it is that you want to be, you know, in terms of your health and fitness journey, and take the steps towards it. It's not always going to be easy. There will be setbacks, you know, here and there, challenges that come, but that's the whole fantastic part of it. That is part of the journey, you know, where you have those obstacles and then you get over them and then it's like a victory and you're super excited and then you're more resilient for the next challenge that comes along. And the way you make decisions about things is something that should be special to you. You know, some people need to go to a special place to make decisions. Some people need to be alone and things like that. What is important is that you know what you need to do to make your decisions. For me, I'm going to share with you just in closing, you know, the three things that I do to make decisions. Before, I typically just used to say, oh, I will sleep over it, you know. And then after that, sleep wasn't enough. I still wasn't getting that clarity that I needed to make a decision. And then I added, I will pray over it. And the past couple of years, I've added in, I will work out over it. So that's typically how I make decisions when something is bugging me and I'm not sure how to approach it or respond to it. I'm like, I need to sleep over it, pray over it, and I need to work out over it. And for me, when I got to that point, it was such an aha moment, because I realized that, Mundia, you are literally connecting the three things that make you: your mind, your body, and your soul. Your mind, when you sleep, quieting the mind. Your soul, when you pray. And your body, when you work out. And you know, and this union between the three, which is you, it's absolutely fantastic. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it's a wonderful topic to talk about for another day. I sincerely thank you for hanging out with me today. It's been absolutely amazing. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please rate it, share it. It really helps me a lot, you know, to get the health and fitness message out there. The more that we share the podcast, I truly appreciate your support. from the bottom of my heart. And until next time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Bye for now. You have been listening to the MMB Lifestyle Podcast. For more, please visit mmblifestyle.com, or you can also follow the MMB Lifestyle Instagram page at mmb.lifestyle.